Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to season nine of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time now for Ask Bitterman. And Bitterman, you have a disclaimer before
you.
It's
segment. Very simple.
And what is
you
that,
will,
sir?
You will not be helped. It's very simple. You will not be helped. Go ahead.
Do you understand the point of this segment, though? I just want to be clear.
It says
on that.
Ass. I don't hear anything about help. It says ass.
Don't say nothing about else.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay, as long as we're clear. All right, Bitterman. This one is from Cynthia in Monroe, Louisiana. Cynthia says, I'm a 32-year-old single woman, and I've been messing with my son's dad and, get this, guys, and my son's uncle for 2 years. His daddy is a truck driver, so he's gone a lot, and uncle spends a lot of time in mommy's bed when daddy's gone. My son is 2 years old, and I think he's starting to figure things out. The other day, he called his uncle, Uncle Daddy.
Uncle Daddy.
And my heart stopped.
Uncle Daddy is his correct title. It's right. The boy got it right straight out the bat. That is Uncle Daddy, and you got backup, you got good loving, and you got loving backup, and that's what you need. You got some backup when homeboy's on the road hauling whatever the hell he hauling. You tell Uncle Daddy to haul his ass over here and take care of this. That's correct. Your son is not old enough to really figure out what's going on, so you got a couple of more, maybe a couple more years before you go, aha.
Just answered her question. Her question was, should we be worried that he knows what's going on?
Hell no. He too. Don't worry about it. No, hell no.
You got
too.
A couple more years.
Yeah. Give him a sippy cup and send his ass in the room when Uncle Daddy come over. Don't worry about it. You'll
well,
be fine.
Uncle Daddy didn't come out of nowhere.
He can talk.
He could be a little two-year-old genius. Yeah.
The Terrible Twos. Okay.
Right. Uncle Daddy sounds like a nice sitcom, though, doesn't it?
Uncle Daddy.
I call my cousin Marlon Uncle Daddy. All right. Jennifer in Columbus says, Columbus, Ohio, says, I'm a 28-year-old single female, and I tried to save myself from marriage. But a year ago, I met Mr. Right, and all of that changed. After a year of fighting temptation, he was able to charm the panties off me. Then he took them. We have had sex 5 times, and he's taken my panties each time. My friend said I need to drop him because he's a psycho. What if this is just his way of staying close to me? Is this strange? Should I be concerned?
Not at all.
What?
Nothing wrong with collecting a few panties. Nothing wrong with, you know, but you have to go by size, okay? Some glove compartments can't hold a real large pair of panties, so I'm just telling you what. Now, those might have to go in the trunk, okay?
Not the
Jay,
trunk.
What is he doing with this underwear, man?
That is not to be discussed on this show.
Thank you,
If you collecting panties, that's your thing. You're not hurting nobody. Mm. You're not robbing nobody. You're just a panty collector. You know, you put your panties in a certain place so you can go back and reminisce on what it is you're doing. Like I said, it's size now. Some bigger ones might have to go in
size
the trunk.
Matters.
They won't fit in the glove compartment. Okay. But that's you. That's your fetish. Nobody, you ain't hurting nobody by collecting some panties. Go right ahead, Jim.
So we're halfway through in this segment. Ask Bitter Man, are you comfortable with your answers so far?
Yes, I am. Okay. I am very comfortable.
You're confident?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, just checking. All right. Moving on. China Doll in North Carolina says, I'm a 44-year-old single woman living with my parents in the room I grew up in. I have always been close to my parents, and I'm a daddy's girl, so he's like my best friend. My aunts and my grandmother think it's time for me to go because I drink around my parents and have gotten unruly a few times with my mom. I've thrown a few parties, and my nosy aunts come to the parties and kick it with me. So why is it such a big deal for me to move out? How do I get them to mind their own business?
It's time for you to get your ass out the house. It really is. You know, I don't know you. I've never met you in my entire life, but you got everything wrong that says you shouldn't be in this house. Drinking, cussing your mama, and, you know, and having parties that your mama don't want you to have. Yeah, it is time for you to go. It comes a time when you outgrow the bed that you were sleeping in. Once your feet go over the bed that you were sleeping in, your ass need to get out the house. That's just me. You know, you just need to get out the house. You need to go. In other words, I'm going to say what your mama won't say. Get your drunk ass out this house, okay? Your mama won't say.
At 44.
That's it.
All right, Bitter Man, here we go. Moving on, Amaryllis in Baltimore says, I'm in my mid-50s, and I own a boutique with my best friend. She's the bonnet in public type of friend that comes to work and then puts on her makeup and an outfit from our boutique. She dresses up daily in the clothes we have to sell to our customers. It's nasty, and I pleaded with her to stop wearing the merchandise.
What?
This is a I know. This is affecting our friendship, and she won't listen to me. How do I get through to her and make her stop this?
What people don't understand, the phrase, it's a very important phrase. My mama would use it. I'm sure Tommy, your mom used it. All of us parents have used it. And the phrase starts like this. You got one more damn time. You got one. Starts with that, and then you can take it in any direction you want to go with it. But it starts with that.
It can start with, let me find out. Let me find out. Your ass
morning.
Put these clothes on again. Let me find out.
Or it could go like this, Tommy. We already talked about this. And you go
right.
that way.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
RJ, this is my mama. What's this sugar honey iced tea I'm hearing?
Or the one my mama used to use a lot. I thought I told you. Because, you know, she's checking to see if not she told you. That's why she starts out with, I thought I told you. And then after that, it's over with, right? We gave you, but we helped on that one, Shirley. We really did.
True that, facts.
All right, Bitter Man, thank you as usual. You did help. Wow, imagine that. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.